Blog Talk Radio. We come this far by faith. Pick up your pace and don't you be late. Tell you about the good news. There's something about the path that we choose, y'all. Wisdom has built this house now. Integrity will bring your pride out. If you know how to pray the situation out. Folks together for some church, y'all. Some good music and prayer and service won't hurt, y'all. Even if you don't believe in the preacher, it's bound to be a few things he can teach you.
You're listening to the Spirit Alive Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. I'm Bishop Shalene Cook. And tonight I'm so blessed, so very blessed to be able to bring back a standard here at Spirit Alive. Prayer changes things. And although this program has been on hiatus, I came to tell somebody tonight, as the song, opening song says, prayer still works. And as always, we begin each and every program with a word of prayer. So won't you bow your hearts with me as we go to the Lord. Most gracious and heavenly Father, I come before your throne of grace, just praising you for yet another opportunity, Father God, to go out over the airwaves, Lord, and bless your people. Father God, I pray that you will remove us completely from self, step into our bodies of clay, and use us, Lord, to be effective, hallelujah, in the building of your kingdom. I pray, Lord God, that every listener, Lord God, would be edified, that they would be encouraged, that they would be strengthened, Lord God, by prayer. And Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that if someone doesn't know you in the pardon of their sin, that tonight that their prayer would be, you would become their Lord and their Savior. I pray this and all other things in the mighty matchless name of your precious son, Jesus. Amen, amen, and to God be the glory. Hallelujah. Prayer Changes Things was a program that was started back in 2010. We have had some phenomenal hosts for this program. Our first host was Prophetess Vanessa Carver. And then we had a beautiful host in the person of Evangelist Janie Branch. And on tonight, we are going to hear a word from Prophetess Kathleen Holloway. Now, Prophetess Kathleen is a friend, a dear friend of the ministry, her and her husband, Apostle Edwin. She is a major contributor to the services here and the programs here at Spirit Alive. So on tonight, would you please retrieve your Bibles, get something to write with, and write on. Because on tonight, I introduce to some and present to others Prophetess Kathleen Holloway. Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. Thank you, Bishop. We just thank the Lord that prayer still works. Yes, it still changes things. Father, we just thank you for your word tonight. And we just ask that you would give me a mouth to speak your word, which you would have me to speak, that I open my mouth with wisdom, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, that you will give us an ear to hear what your spirit is saying to us tonight. In the name of your son, Jesus Christ, we pray and we give you the glory. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Prayer was designed by God. And it was designed for our communicating with God. To make it simple, it's just talking to God and Him talking to us. It could include praise and worship, intercession and petitioning God for things that we need, we desire, or prayer for others. We have a couple of scriptures here about prayer. God wants us to be mindful tonight that He wants all of His children to pray. When we have a relationship with someone, we speak to them. We talk to them. That's how we know them. It's by speaking to them and them speaking to us. That's how we know them. And when we speak to God and He gives us His word, then we know God the more. It's not enough for us to know about God. This has to be a personal thing with God. We have to be in the presence of God. That's why we take time with God to be in His presence, in His word, to be very prayerful. Last year, God gave me a word, the word that some of the world had been using, up close and personal. He said that's the way he wants his people to be with him, up close and personal with him. We're going to go to Philippians 4 and 6 for our first scripture. You can just write it down. I'm just going to read it. Philippians 4 and 6 says, be careful for nothing, everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God. He says, be careful. Don't be full of care for anything, but take it to the Lord in prayer. That's why we can come boldly to the throne of grace to receive help in our time of need. God is saying that once we know him and we know his son and the pardon of our sins, then there's an open heaven for us to go to him and to pray. He said, by prayer and supplication, praise the Lord. And supplication is simply the act of asking or pleading to God for something earnestly and humbly. God wants us to be humble when we come. If we make a mistake in life, then God just wants us to repent and just come to him. Lord, forgive me of my sin, my shortcomings. I didn't mean to do it, Father God. Please forgive me. I receive your forgiveness as I forgive myself. And keep walking. Don't keep meditating on, oh, I made a mistake, because the enemy can bring that to you a lot. He brings it to all of us. And we got to start praying if he brings it to us. Father God, we just thank you. I thank you for delivering me, for forgiving me. I just thank you. We want to keep a prayer in our heart and on our lips. Second Chronicles. Now, Second Chronicles 7:14 was a scripture from last year. I remember when Apostle and I first came to the station, and you all were teaching about spiritual warfare. We were talking about Second Chronicles. Apostle Zeta was encouraging us about that. But God wanted me to know that last year, the things that the United States was going through and government was an if my people time. God is calling his people to pray. We have to pray for whoever is in office. We can't just believe that some president or party is going to save us or make us feel better, open doors for us. God is the door opener. He is the one that gives us the victory. And we're going to get that in prayer. We got to stay close to the Lord. Second Chronicles 7:14 says, if which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. Who's going to hear from heaven? The Holy Ghost. And will forgive their sin and heal their land. Wherever we need healing, the land needs healing. God is healing it through our prayer. Now shall mine eyes, verse 15, now shall mine eyes be open and my ears attend unto the prayer that is made in this place. We got to come humble before God. Last year was a year of crying out to God. Amen. Last year was a year of even our personal cry out to God. Some of us had to go to the hospital. I went there, came back, crying out. I was in pain. God. God took me through last year, crying out to God. People praying with me. People praying for me. Yes, prayer, prayer. Prayer still works, and it changes things. I remember the sister prayed for me one night, and then we knew that the prayer had worked, and I was no longer in pain because I started to talk more. And then she said, we prayed, you need to go rest. You need to go to sleep. And I was like, okay, thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. So God wants us to give him the glory. He wants us to lean and depend upon him in prayer. Sometimes there's nobody around where we can call the pastor or the apostle or somebody in leadership. But each have to have a personal relationship with God. And when we get that relationship and we pray, we got to believe that what we pray is coming to pass. We got to believe that God answers that prayer. He loves us and he promised us answered prayer. In Exodus 32:9-11, and we're going to skip to verse 14. And this was an incident where Moses prayed for the people, where God was going to allow, we'll read down in there, but Moses prayed for the people. So we can intercede. And what happened last year in the If My People moment is that we prayed and we prayed for our government, and God is turning things around. He's shifting our government, but we still have to pray. We just can't say, oh, well, we got a new president, we got a new cabinet, and everything is la-di-da. We still have to pray. Exodus 32:9-11. And the Lord said unto Moses, I have seen this people, and behold, it's a stiff-necked people. Now, therefore, let me alone that my wrath may wax hot against them, and that I may consume them. And I will make thee a great nation. Now, Moses could have said, oh, yeah, that sounds good to me. Oh, God is going to make me a great nation. And they'll just, the bad folks will be out. And me and my good folks will be in. But Moses interceded for the people. And God answered his prayer. And verse 14 says, and the Lord repented of the evil which he thought to do unto his people. God can stop things and start things. God is always in control. He was in control before the pandemic. He knew it was coming. He knew when all the plagues were coming through Egypt and the plagues of the 1700s. He knew was coming. Someone called me last year. It was around February, March, and they were concerned about the pandemic, and they were afraid. And I said, we have Jesus. Not everybody is going through the plague. Not everybody's dying through the plague. But the key is, be ready whenever Jesus calls you. Be ready. Be in a prayerful mode. Prayer lifts us. Prayer lifts us, and prayer does change things. That's why when we're interceding for people, we're crying out for people, we're believing God for people and praying. And we even pray for the animals because we really have a responsibility when we have a dog or a cat or whatever kind of animal we have. They can't speak to us, but we have a responsibility to take care of them. So I remember years ago, this might have been about 30-something years ago, when I was with the prayer warrior at the church that we were a part of, and she goes, Sid, I prayed for my dog. And I said, you did? She said, we got to pray for our animals. She had dogs, and she had chickens in the backyard. She said, we got to pray for them. And God healed her dog. And so we have got to pray and be responsible even over our homes, our neighborhood, praying for our homes, our neighborhoods, keeping them lifted up, and our job to pray. Some people say, well, I don't have time to pray on my job. When I was working, I was praying do the whole job. The people would call. I was a customer service rep for one of the gas companies in Georgia. And there was a lady that called, and I will never forget this call. Now, they tell you in training, you're not supposed to mention God or anything like that or prayer. But this lady had 10 children, and she was on Section 8, but she had to have her gas turned on at a certain time that day by 5 o'clock. And I go to, and I said to her, hold on a minute. Put her on hold, and I started praying. I said, God, you got to open doors. You got to open doors. So while I had the lady on hold, it was near 5 o'clock. The Atlanta gas light who turned the gas on and off, they had gotten off of work. But God, you're talking about destroying yokes of bondage. He opened doors. And somehow, and we know it was God, I got put through to the foreman for the night that was over the ladies' section where she lived. And God answered that prayer, opened the door, and the man said, yes, I'll turn on the gas, because the lady was going to miss her Section 8 if she didn't get it turned on that day. When I went back to the phone call and told the lady, she was thanking me, and I said, you thank God. That was totally God. You thank him. And so we got to give God the glory for the prayers. We can't be so caught up and excited over, oh, the door was open, I got the job, and, you know, favor, till we forget about God. We can't forget about God, because God did it. And yes, God repented of what he was going to do to the people. And I thank God for answered prayer today. The scripture in James 5, 13 through 16, it reads, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. That's the first thing he wants to do. Let him pray. We got to pray. We got to talk to the Lord. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed anything, they shall be forgiven him. This is a wonderful promise of God. I thank God for the prayer. You say, well, they prayed for me, but I didn't feel anything. You have to believe God by faith. All of us do. We have to believe God by faith. Now, I tell people this. I go to Exodus 20 and 30. God says, by little, I will drive them out from before thee, the enemy. Keep praying until thou be increased and inherit the land. Apostle and I went through something with some people that we opened our door to. They stayed with us for about 3 or 4 months. But while they were there, they were not acting like they should act. They called themselves saved and sanctified. They had gifts. But we got to remember, gifts and calling are without repentance. The gift is going to show up. So they were staying at our house, and we said, we're going to put them out. The Holy Ghost told us, God told us, you're not going to put them out. You are going to pray. And then, as Apostle and I do in spiritual warfare, binding and casting out demons, we started binding and casting out these spirits we saw in them. And eventually, it didn't look like it at first. That's why God gave us a scripture. If you pray it, just believe that no matter what you see, some of them enemies is gone. Those demons are gone. But we had to cry out to God. One scripture says, pour out your heart before him. God wants us to come to him and just pour out our heart before him. We poured out our heart before God, and those people that left the house, they never could say we put them out. But God, the Holy Ghost, stirred them up, and they left. And when they left, they said, oh, yeah, you know, we know you don't like us because we thus and thus and thus and so. But see, no, we don't like the devil. We didn't say that to them. But I tell you one thing, where they came in one way, like the scripture said, they left in seven different ways. They ran out. One was gone one night about 1:30, ran down the steps, had someone to meet him. Thank you, Lord. He had a place to go. Then the other one left in, I don't know, it was either 3 or 4 days or 3 weeks or whatever, but he left, gone. But like I said, little by little, as God is saying, and we didn't have to put them out. Now, I'm not telling you if somebody's cutting up in your house, don't you put them out. You pray and ask God what he wants you to do. So we each have to pray for ourselves. Amen. And take our situation to God for ourselves. Now, verse 16 of James 5 says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that she may be healed. You ever hear somebody say, I'm not praying for them. They don't want to be saved. They don't want to be this, and they don't want to act right. I'm not praying for them. Well, what is the prayer for? The prayer is to get them delivered, healed, set free. Might not look like it right then, but continue to pray. Continue to pray for that son on drugs, that daughter in jail, that cousin that's not saved. Continue to pray and believe God. And when the enemy says, look at how they're acting, no. They are saved. God promised it. They are saved. The scripture says, going on to verse 16, the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. We are righteous. You know, Jesus, you are righteous. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Effectual. The effectual fervent prayer. Effectual is going to have a desired effect. It's successful. That prayer is successful in producing a desired or intended result. It's effective. And the fervent prayer, I think a fervent is hot and burning, is having or displaying a passionate intensity. Sometimes we just pray in intensity, a hot prayer. God hears that prayer, and he said, it availeth much. Avails, it wins over. The job done. Prayer. Prayer still changes things. Amen. Now, we're going to go to, there's Exodus 25:20. We've read that before, by little and by little. God is saying, I will drive out the enemy before thee until thou be increased and inherit the land, until God does what he wants to do. But God wants his people to be up close and personal with him today. God wants his people to take everything to God in prayer. Don't depend upon your relatives to give you something. I remember that same prayer warrior told me years ago, and this was a woman of wisdom. She said, if you want something, many times you don't take it to your husband. Take it to God. And if God wants to use him to give it to you, he will. That's for us married ladies. And I have prayed, and I think I shared this before, that when we needed a new car, I just prayed. I said, God, I'm not going to my husband and tell them we need this, a new car. But not many days since, as we were driving down the road, he said it. Dear, what we call each other, dear, we need a new car. I started clapping my hands and praising God. God is a miracle worker. He works miracles. The song says, so great. There is no one else like him. So say tonight, just be encouraged to stay in prayer and to believe God that whatever you pray, God will bring it to pass.
And
that's all I have for tonight.
Ooh,
God is
hallelujah.
Good.
God is real good. Amen. Amen. You did a phenomenal job, prophetess. Now, you heard what our sister had to say. She told us that prayer is our love language to God. Hallelujah. It is the key that unlocks our faith. But saints of God, to see it, and we have to believe it. This is part two, tag team time. We have to understand that the word of God declares that by our faith, we are able to move mountains and speak things into existence as though they were. But remember, having said that, it does not mean that we speak things and then go out and try to bring them into existence in our own right. But as she said, we must pray, expecting God to move on our behalf. We must believe that we will receive that which we ask for. See, prayer focuses on our faith in God and not on our actions and ability, because faith is simply a matter of confidently trusting and believing without a doubt in that prayer and the God that you prayed to. Trusting God's promises is one of the most fundamental ways that we can consciously glorify God. And when we believe a promise of God, we honor his ability to do what he promised and his willingness and his wisdom to know how to do it. Yes, when it comes to God, it is about being convinced that he will do exactly what he says he'll do. We have to believe that every promise that God makes, he has the power to deliver. So faith is the first step we must take to receive the mercy from God. Prayer unlocks that faith. Faith is not just believing God exists, like she said, but it is acting on that belief. Faith equals action, taking our entire eternity on the offer that God has extended for all of us. And that is that personal relationship that you talked about. He wants us all to have one with him. Faith is having the confidence in God that leads to our obedience to him, because true faith is based upon what God says, and it's demonstrated by what we do and what we pray. Now, all of us have negative experiences, but these negative experiences have trained us to look at things in a cynical way, and it affects the way we pray. You know, some of us have been disappointed so many times, we are tempted to believe that God had just stopped listening to us altogether. When asked to believe in a promise for the future, many of us often respond by saying, I'll believe it when I see it. This, however, is only a partial truth. The sad reality of the situation is that even when we do see it, we often don't believe it even then. And you can tell that we don't, because we generally say things like, I can't believe it, because this is how we've been trained. Hallelujah. Now, others of us have a wait-and-see attitude when we pray. See, some of us, we pray, then some of us, we have a wait-and-see attitude when we pray. Because, see, we pray, and then we wait and see if anything changes. And if it doesn't change or isn't changing fast enough for us, our faith goes right out the window. Let me tell you something, especially you young people. Abraham and Sarah were in their 90s when they received the promise of the son from God. And some of us don't want to wait on the Lord for 5 minutes. We go up there and pray, and then the next thing you know, we expect bam, biggity bam, biggity boom, we should have what we prayed for. Now, there are others of us that when we pray, we're determined to become God's little helpers. Mm-hmm. You know, we pray, oh, Lord, I put this into your hands. Jesus, you take the wheel. And then we go about making all kinds of excuses to justify why we are still moving in ourselves when we know that we have asked God to take control over that situation. See, a lot of prayer, a lot of power. Little prayer, little power. Hallelujah. And your prayer life will determine your faith life. And I want you to know that a lack of faith and a lack of prayer is encouraged by Satan. You see, he wants to keep us locked. You see, we tend to believe what we want to believe, and we disbelieve what we don't want to believe. Our prayer life cannot be based on what we're going through personally. If we're having a bad day, we can't decide not to pray. If we, as Prophet has said, if we're dealing with someone, we can't be like Jonah and decide, oh, I'm not praying for them. You see, our faith and our prayer life is not based on our feelings. When it comes to God, our prayer life and our faith life should be based on what God can do. Mark chapter 11, verses 23 through 24 says, for assuredly I say to you, whosoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive it. Receive them, and you will have them. Saints of God, we're talking about prayer tonight. Prophetess Kathleen has given you a beautiful, beautiful explanation and a thorough explanation of what prayer is. And now that you know what prayer is, don't get hung up on waiting. You know, sometimes we get so hung up on waiting when we pray that we miss all the blessings along the way. We get so fixated on getting that mate, getting that job, getting that church that we don't even stop to really take the time. It's fixed because he has the power to fix it. We spend way too much time asking when, God, that we don't take the time to see ourselves in the future, to see ourselves with that mate, see ourselves in that new job, see ourselves in that new building. If we're broken, we must see ourselves as delivered, healed, and totally restored, because that's how prayer changes things. That's what prayer can do. God can do everything but fail. So when we go to God, saints, let us pray it, let us see it, and let us believe it, expecting to receive it. Because God himself has taught us how to pray. In Matthew 6:9, it says, after this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. When the disciples asked Jesus to pray, Jesus gave them and us a pattern on how to pray, which in fact is also a pattern on how to live, so that our lives become a life of prayer to God. The model prayer of Christ that I just read to you teaches us so much more than how to ask for what we want, but it teaches us how to live. Young people, listen up and write this down. I'm about to tell you something about the Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer teaches us how to share. It says our. It teaches us how to act like his children, Father. He teaches us how to be rightly invested, who art in heaven. God teaches us how to be holy, hallowed be thy name. He teaches us to be loyal, thy kingdom come. He teaches us to be obedient, thy will be done. He teaches us how to live in earth as it is in heaven. He teaches us how to trust, give us this day our daily bread. He teaches us how to forgive, forgive us our debts. He teaches us compassion as we forgive our debtors. He teaches us how to walk, lead us not into temptation. He teaches us spiritual warfare, deliver us from evil. He teaches us submission, for thine is the kingdom. He teaches us respect, the power. He teaches us worship, the glory. He teaches us the right perspective forever. He teaches us faith. Amen. Now, when you think about it, I'm going to leave you with this, especially to you young people in my chat rooms. I want you to remember this if you're going to say this prayer. How can we say our if we are living only for ourselves? How can we say Father if we don't try to act like his child? How can we say who art in heaven if we are laying up no treasures there? How can we say hallowed be thy name if we're not striving for holiness? How can we say thy kingdom come if we're not doing our part to hasten that day? How can we say thy will be done if we are disobedient to his word? How can we say in earth as it is in heaven if we are unwilling to serve him here right now? How can we say, give us this day our daily bread, if we are not relying on him for provision? And how can we say, forgive us our debts, if we're walking around harboring grudges and resentment against others? How can we say, as we forgive our debtors, if we don't have any compassion? How can we say, lead us not into temptation, if we deliberately place ourselves in harm's way? And how can we say, deliver us from evil, if we haven't put on the whole armor of God? How can we say, thine is the kingdom, if we are not loyal to the king as his faithful servant? And how can we attribute to him the power if we fear what people might do or say right here in this world? How can we ascribe to him the glory if we are seeking glory and honor only for ourselves? And how can we say forever if our eyes are focused only on the things that are temporary? And how can we say amen if our hearts are full of doubt and unbelief? Ephesians 6 and 18 tells us to pray always with all prayer and supplications in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Listen, beloved, my babies, listen to me. There are all kinds of prayer. Yes, there is. There is a prayer fit for every situation and condition. There is public prayer, private prayer, individual prayer, corporate prayer, long prayers, short prayers, standing prayers, sitting down prayers, laying on your face prayers, while you walk around prayers, the prayer of the faith, the prayer of petitions, the prayer of intercession, the prayer of submission, and most importantly of all, the prayer of repentance. Prayer changes things. Are you allowing prayer to change things in your life? Because it is clear from all of the scripture that Prophetess Kathleen Holloway shared tonight that it is absolutely vital for us to utilize the discipline of prayer if we wish to have a successful prayer life, and if we expect to be successful in our spiritual warfare. Right now, if you do not have a relationship with Jesus, our Lord and Savior. We come with good news tonight. Prophetess Kathleen and I, we pray that right now that you would stop, drop, and give your life to Jesus. We pray that you would make him your Lord and your Savior. And beloved, it is not something that you have to work up to. You can't get ready and go to Jesus. We're asking you to come to Jesus just as you are. We're asking you to trust and believe that he can and he will do exactly what he says he'll do. We want you to get the holy hookup that will give you eternal life. And all you have to do is go to him and bow and say to him, Lord, I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of my sin, for I believe that you are the living Son of God. And all that I am and I ever shall be, Lord God, come into my life and save me. I just want to be used by you. Hallelujah. And then here is the stamp that will get that to the throne room. I pray this and all other things in Jesus' name. Amen. When you pray, always pray in the name of his Son. Hallelujah, because we don't have the power to make anything happen within our name. So we must always make sure that we let the Heavenly Father know that we're praying in his heaven, in his Son Jesus' name, who is our Lord and our Savior. So right now, if you're in here and you have not given your life to Christ, if you are sitting in our studio and you would like to give your life to Christ, you may press your one. If you are sitting in the studio and you have been broken, you have not been praying, and you have a prayer request, press your one, because we would like to hear from you. The Spirit Alive Network is blessed with many servant leaders, but we're not here to hear ourselves talk. We're not here to glorify self or preach self. We are here to bless God's people, to bless you, to help you to become all you need to be and all God wants you to be in him. And I'm going to tell you something, beloved. When you give your life to Christ, you're going to know a love that you have like you have never known. You're going to have someone that you can depend on when you can't depend on anyone else. Hallelujah. Jesus is waiting. He wants to be your Lord and Savior. He wants you to be able to come to him in prayer. He wants to be able to intercede on your behalf. So we just praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We just praise God for all of you that are here, for all of you that are sitting in the chat rooms tonight, all of you that are sitting on Skype, that are listening. We praise God for you tonight. So if there's anyone in the room that would like to make a comment, that would like to encourage Prophetess Kathleen, you too are welcome to press your one, and I will give you a word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we will begin with Mother Matt T. Scott. Always, amen. God bless you, ma'am.
God bless you, Bishop Cook, and God bless you. Oh my goodness! God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Prophetess. Oh Lord, God bless the speaker. I can't get it out. God bless her. God bless her. God bless the speaker. God bless you, Bishop Cook. God bless you all, Evangelist Michelle Cook, Pastor Scott, everybody at the Spirit Alive, in the Spirit Alive family. God bless you all. The words were so powerful from the speaker. The words are powerful from you too, Bishop Cook. And I just want to you know, I love Spirit Alive family. I really do. And I enjoy everything that you say because it encourages me as well and makes me stronger. And I have to say, for the young people and for the people that need to come to Jesus, this, you know, both of these ladies are powerful ladies. Their words were powerful. And it's true. Big prayer, big power. Little prayer, little power. No prayer, no power. You have to, like my mother said, you have to put Father God and King Jesus first above all things. They will make the impossible possible. And when you come to them in prayer, you've got to believe. You've got to believe.
Yes,
when
that.
You come to them, that they're going to do what they say they're going to do. God say he'll never leave us nor forsake us. And I know
that's
that.
Right.
I know that's true. I know that's true, because when I lost my mother, I thought I was going to lose my mind, Bishop Cook. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. I thought I was going to lose my mind. But Jesus, Father God and King Jesus carried me every step of the way. They let me know, yeah, you love your mother, but we love her more. My mother was ready to come home, Bishop Cook. She's ready to be with the Lord.
Yes.
And heaven is a prepared place for prepared people to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord. And I say to the young people, listen to God's words. Stay close to God.
Yes.
Pray to him. Pray to him. And all that you do, acknowledge him. Put him first above all things. Whatever it is, your goals you may want to achieve, you may want to go to college, you may want to become an athlete, or whatever it is that you may want to be, always, always, always put God first above all things and have a close relationship with him. Just don't pray one or two times and that's it. No, pray constantly. Pray without ceasing, because when you pray to God and keep him close to your heart, he'll walk with you. He'll walk with you. He'll talk to you. He'll guide you. He'll guide your footsteps. I know that to be true. My mother used to tell me all the time, Matty, God has his arms of protection around you. I couldn't see it then, but ask me, can I see it now? So listen.
Hallelujah.
You know, young people, listen to your parents, listen to older people, because we've been over the road that you all are going. Going over right now, and we need Father God, we need King Jesus, and everything we do, we can't make it without him. We just can't make it without him. Thank him and praise him and glorify him for all that he's done. He's just worthy to be praised. Just glorify
Amen.
Him, praise him. And he'll constantly bless you. He'll constantly bless
ma'am.
You. Constantly bless you. And I tell you, every time I listen to the program, I'm constantly blessed. Constantly blessed. I was on the bus the other night. I come from the supermarket. I was on the bus on my way home. I tell you, I was blessed on the bus. I tell you, blessed tonight. Every time I tune in, I'm blessed. It keeps
Amen.
Keeps me going. It keeps me stronger. So God bless you, Bishop Cook, and God bless
God
the speaker. What is her name? I'm sorry.
Prophetess Kathleen Holloway. Prophetess Kathleen Holloway.
Prophetess Kathleen Holloway. God bless you and your family. God bless you. God bless you for giving God's word. God bless you, Bishop Cook, for what you just said, because it was powerful words. Yeah. God bless both of you, ladies. I enjoyed it to the highest.
Amen. Glory to God. I don't care. Okay. Yes, thank you, Jesus. I really do. All right, we're going to keep it moving. We're going to ask. We're going to ask Evangelist Michelle Scott to come on in the room.
Thank you so much, Bishop. I just wanted to say that I love the message. I love the messenger, and I wanted to thank her for reminding us that you know, we need to just stop doing a lot of talking and thinking that we don't need to stay on our knees and pray. thinking that we can do everything on our own. We need to pray for ourselves. We need to pray for each other. Prayer changes things. And, you know, a lot of people say, if it's not broke, don't fix it. So prayer has always been around all of my life. It worked for my grandmother, my mother, and it's working for me. So it's not been broken, so I'm not going to fix it. Thank you, Prophetess Holloway. Thank you, Bishop. Wonderful program. God bless you both.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. We tag team tonight. We was on a tag team mission. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it was beautiful. I like tag teaming with my family. All right, Apostle Zeta Flowers, my mama, come on in the room.
Amen. That was a powerful message and one of my favorite things to do and talk about, and that's prayer.
I know that's right.
Because I know for certain it works. It's worked in my life for many years, and it still is, and it always will. That I can always go to the Lord and communicate with Him, and I know that He will answer, and that I will see the results of the prayer. And I pray for others all the time, and I thank God by faith.
Yes, ma'am.
We see the results. We see the results.
Yes, ma'am.
Because when we go to God in prayer, we go in faith, as stated tonight by Prophetess Kathleen, as well as Bishop Shirlene Cook, about the faith. You know, if we don't go to God with believing Him, we might as well not pray. But
that's right.
We must believe, and then
see
the results. Praise God! And so I'm pumped up over here about it because it's just such a part of my life. And has been from an early age. So I praise God for the message on tonight and for the messenger. And
Be
encouraged. Amen.
Yes, ma'am. Amen. Thank you, Mama Apostle. I appreciate you. Yes, indeed. And just let me say again that Prophetess Holloway, you blessed us on the night. I mean, you really broke it down. It was plain. It's going to be easy to translate into different languages because you kept it simple. Mm-hmm. There was no reason for anyone to, if you didn't pick up what she put down and what I put down, you didn't want to, because neither one of us was trying to confuse anybody. Everything that we brought to you straight from the Word of God. Hallelujah. Because that's all we have for you here at Spirit Alive is the Word of God, not our opinions, not our agendas. All you're going to get is the Word of God here. And that's what Prophetess Kathleen brought tonight. And I was blessed by it. I was truly blessed. Was not surprised by her delivery or her excellence. Was just blessed. Was looking forward to it. And she blessed me real good. All right. We're going to go on down to our deacon. We're going to let her husband, we're going to get to him, because we know he's going to have a word. Amen. Deacon William Isbell. Oh, hallelujah. Saints of God, if you missed yesterday's service, you need to go and listen to it. Because yesterday we had a Super Bowl with a Holy Ghost twist during our Sunday morning worship service, hallelujah, per Deacon William. And I'm telling you, people are going nuts because he is a phenomenal storyteller. That is his gifting, and he blessed us on yesterday. So I'm going to ask you right now, my deacon, what say you? You have a word on prayer tonight?
I sure do, and thank you for the compliment. But concerning tonight, to Prophetess Holloway and to Bishop Cook. Wow, what a great message. What a great message. As far as my personal testimony, I can tell you personally, I would not be alive today on the face of this earth if it were not for the prayers of others. I, as a Christian, have the responsibility, the duty, and the pleasure of offering prayers to others as they have offered them to me. And so, if you have never tried prayer, I highly recommend it. And
yeah.
I'm sure the warmth and the love of our Lord Jesus Christ will come into you. Thank you, Bishop.
Amen. Thank you, Deacon. All right, anyone else? There is still time for you to put your praise on it to encourage Prophetess Holloway, because she has done one phenomenal job on this evening. Hallelujah. Yes, I am a servant leader that believes in loving all of the servant leaders. That's just what I do. Like I said, I'm the modern-day Shunammite woman, okay? All right. I spread a table, and the saints of God come, and they bless us, and we get the feast. Amen. So I just praise God. I'm just, like I said, I'm just totally in the spirit right now. I am just on a Holy Ghost high right now, because when people start talking about prayer, and I know what prayer can do, I know about those instant prayers, you know, because when I was in that crosswalk, and that car came barreling down on me through that red light, all I had time to do was scream one word, Jesus. He heard my prayer, and he told death to behave. So I know what prayer can do. I know what prayer can do during the pandemic, you know, where most people are, you know, worried about this and worried about that. I've been in perfect peace. So I know what prayer can do. I prayed for a home on Wednesday. On Sunday, the very following Sunday, I had a home and everything I needed in it. That's what God can do. And it's not, but understand, it's not about just seeking God's hands. We have to seek his face. We have to pray for just not material things, but for wisdom, for knowledge, for understanding. We have to pray for more faith. Pray for more love.
Amen.
We've got to pray for those things that you don't see, because those are the things that matter. Material things are temporal. They will fade. But God's word will stand forever.
Yes.
So we need to know and understand that we need God and his word, and we need to pray according to his word. Because when we pray God his word, oh, hallelujah, you can best believe that thing is done. So I'm going to ask Apostle Holloway to come on in the room and give some of you others time to think. And if you would like to make a comment or give a praise, you are more than welcome. Apostle Holloway, come on in the room, because I know you blessed right now. That's your wife.
We bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name.
Yeah.
We thank God for the word. It's the word. It's the prayer. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Yes,
seek ye first. In other words, get down on your knees, get before, stop, drop, and pray. In Jesus' name, and all these things shall be added. We seek his face, not his hand. Now, if you seek his face, you're going to see his face. And you're going to see if his face is smiling. You're going to see if his face is frowning. So you'll know which way you're at. You know how you stand. But if you're seeking his hand, you're looking at the hand. And you're seeing what's in the hand. And it may not be nothing in the hand, because you aren't seeking his face. So, saints of God, those who just born again, just came into the kingdom, know this, all things work together for thy good. If you seek his face, get into prayer. And when a time comes, like Bishop Cook said, all you got to do is say, Jesus. And the angels in heaven shall move quickly and stop whatever's about to happen. Only God. If you're not seeking his face, you're not calling on his name every day, When you holler Jesus, nothing will happen. Nada. Because God ain't coming. No. You sat on the fence. He said, I'd rather you be hot or cold than to be lukewarm, for I'll spew you out of his mouth. So, my friends, continue to pray, seek the Lord, and know all things will happen for you. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We just bless your holy name. All right, saints of God, we have had a really wonderful time on tonight. I want to thank Prophetess Vanessa. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Prophetess Kathleen Holloway. Lord, I got all these prophetesses
God
up in the family of Jesus.
You.
God bless you, ma'am. You did a phenomenal job. I want to thank all of our speakers, everyone that spoke. Hallelujah. I just praise you for joining us for Prayer Changes Things. We pray that you continue to walk with us throughout this week. Hallelujah. On tomorrow, you can join Pastor Lester Carver for his Tuesday night Bible teaching. On Wednesday, join us for Sister to Sister. Evangelist Michelle Scott and I this Wednesday will be talking about safety for our saved, sanctified, and silver. We're going to be talking about safety for our seniors because there's a Evangelist Michelle has a very special report coming out of Oakland on this Wednesday. So you want to tune in. And for more information about our programming, you can find it in the body of each and every program. Hallelujah. And for more information about us, you can visit us at www.spiritalivenetwork.com. On behalf of all of us here, the entire myself, Bishop Shalene Cook, and the entire Spirit Alive family, we pray that you continue to acknowledge Christ in all that you do, and that you, from our household to your household, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night, and God bless you. Hallelujah, saints of God. Good night.
Good night.
God bless you, and we love you.
God bless you. Bye-bye. All right.